Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Just a quick reminder about our 1-2-3 quiz. We're looking for two of you to come on after 4 o'clock. And a great prize. We have a one-night stay in the 5-star Fitzwilliam Hotel on Stephen's Green in Dublin. And the question today, a new documentary has been made based on the memoir of which Irish superstar, Bono or Bosco? Bono or Bosco? 0818 715 925. That's 0818 715 925. Now, sitting in front of me is Louth actress Saoirse Hayden. And Saoirse has recently worked alongside stars of White Lotus and It Ends With Us. Good afternoon, Saoirse.
Hello, Ray. Thanks for having me in.
You're very. It's great to. It's great, Loud, because when you say Loud actress, you think L O U D. It's L O U T H.
Yeah.
Where in Loud are you from?
I'm from Drogheda.
Right. Yeah. And the White Lotus actress in question is
Megan Fahey.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, she pronounces it Fahey.
Yeah, I think her grandmother's from Cork, and I always thought it would be Fahey.
Yes.
She actually pronounces it Fahey.
Yeah, well, I've never met a Fahey.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've met a lot of Faheys, but never met a Fahey.
No.
But there you go, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So Drop is the name of the movie, and it's out in April.
Yes, April 11th.
And it's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's sort of a horror thriller. So I wouldn't say it's like paranormal, that kind of scary, but it's kind of about the fears of technology in today's age, more so.
Psychological thriller?
Yeah, psychological. Definitely.
Right. And it's full Hollywood blockbuster. All the big names are there.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it was kind of a full circle moment for me because it was an honour to be an Irish person in this cast, first of all. And when I was little, when I was only 12 years old, I'd auditioned for Blumhouse and I had no acting training.
Who or what is Blumhouse?
So Blumhouse is a production company that put out a lot of horror films.
Ah.
So The Conjuring, The Nun, those kind of films. And when I was little, I had auditioned for The Conjuring. And it was my first self-tape audition. I had no idea what I was doing. And I had my brother read in my lines with me. And we were only talking about this last night. He was only 10 at the time. So he was reading in these lines with me about this big ghost story. And he told me he was terrified for weeks afterwards. And I felt so bad that I'd done this to him. But yeah, obviously I didn't get that back then. But it kind of planted a seed in my mind that I was like, oh, I really want to be in one of those films someday.
So you're a fan of horror?
I love horror, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, what is it? I don't understand that, because why would you invite this into your life?
I think it's the adrenaline rush. When you get a jump scare, it's leading up to it and it's scary. But then afterwards, you just have this rush of adrenaline. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's great then if you're a fan of the genre to get a part.
Yeah.
I'd say not everybody who acts in horror movies are fans of horror movies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You can kind of just do it and then not have to watch it afterwards.
Yeah. So it was filmed in Ireland, was it?
It was. It was filmed in Ardmore Studios in Wicklow, which was brilliant. I think if it hadn't filmed in Ireland, I probably wouldn't have been part of the cast as an Irish actress. It probably would have gone to someone American because I was playing an American.
You play an American, yes,
yeah.
yes.
So it's great to see like all these big productions coming over here because it's creating jobs not just for Irish actors, but Irish film crews, production, and everyone that's involved, like catering, accommodation. It's really great to
see. And we have the talent here.
We do. We have so much talent here.
And Megan Fahey, I won't be able to take her seriously now. Megan Fahey, she was in White Lotus and there was season 2 and there were the two couples and she was with the guy who was the high-flying, rich guy.
Yeah.
And that's people who know her now. They'd be able to picture her in their heads. And you were hanging out with her. Was she nice?
She was lovely. I think like sometimes we can put celebrities or well-known people on pedestals and we think they're not human. Like we think we're so scared. And I was definitely terrified my first day going in on set because I'm not well-known. I'm not a celebrity. And I remember we shot our scenes together on the first day. It was just the two of us. And we were in this little tent on set after one of the takes. They were changing around the cameras. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, I'm really cold. Like I left my cup of tea in my trailer. And she just hopped out of her seat and she was like, I'll go make you a cup of tea. And she just went off, made me a cup of tea and came back with it. And I just thought that was really sweet. It was very big sister kind of thing to do.
That's a nice thing to do. Making somebody a cup of tea is the small things, isn't it?
It is the small things. And that's what makes us human is those small things.
Yeah. Now, I like the fact that you're in college studying geoscience, which is a world away from acting, I would say.
It is.
What is geoscience?
So geoscience is the study of the earth, like the climate and people, just the whole study of the earth, kind of from a scientific point of view, but then also a geography point of view, like human geography.
Okay.
And I think I've always had this curiosity about the world. And when I finished up in acting school, I still wanted to keep learning. And I think as an actor, the best thing you can do is keep learning about people in the world, because that's literally integral to your profession. So every day I go in and I learn about people in different countries and different cultures and even...
What would you do with a geoscience degree?
You can do lots of things. You could work in volcanology, you could work in climate science, you could also then work for the EU, maybe creating climate policy, or you can work with people and like mobility and all of that kind of stuff. So it's very broad and it's very interesting. There's something new all the time.
So would you study, for example, patterns of aging or sort of thing? Yes. And which countries have the highest increase in population?
Yeah.
All that sort of thing.
That stuff, yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It is really interesting.
What year are you in?
I'm in second year.
In Trinity College?
Yes. Yes.
So you have people who will now go along to a cinema in April and see you up there with Megan Fahey, I'll keep saying her name, and then you'll be going into lecture halls with the same people. That's going to be a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is weird, but I think it keeps you grounded and it keeps you rooted in life, because it could be very easy to just then forget that who you are or like forget all the basic things.
Well, family are always there for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Family are always there. And like you've been reminded already that you weren't the first person in your extended family to work in Ardmore Studios.
Yes. So when I got offered the job for this role, I rang my grandparents, who I'm very close with, to tell them. And my granddad said to me, sure, I've worked in Ardmore Studios. I installed all the alarms in there. And it was very funny. He was talking about how there was a Sean Connery film shooting there when he was installing the alarms. And there used to be a bar in Ardmore Studios and all the actors would go there after the day of work and the crew and everything. And he got to meet him. And I said to him, oh, I'm continuing your work. I'm continuing where you left off. But yeah.
They must be very proud.
Yeah, they are. And like, you're nothing without your family. And they've supported me so much. It's not a normal thing to say, oh, I want to be an actor, because it is an unstable career at times, especially starting out. You never know where your next job is going to come from. But my family, once they saw that I really loved it, really supported me and stood by me. So I think that's really important.
And you manifested it long before manifesting was a word.
Yeah, I think if you put these things, like thinking back when I was 12 years old doing that, I think you plant seeds in your mind and you see these seeds start to like sprout. And it might not be in a year, it could be.
But did you write in your diary when you were even younger than 12?
Yeah, I did. So I found my dad was doing a spring clean, as dads do, like on random Sundays every now and again. And he found a diary from when I was 7 years old. And I'd written in it that I wanted to be an actor and a scientist. And I'd forgotten that I wrote this in my diary when I was seven. But when I read it a few weeks ago, I was just thinking, God, I was thinking that all the way back then. And that's kind of what I did go and decide to do, which is really cool.
I like the fact that when you went for the audition, you sent in a tape first and you got the call back. And you knew that there was some sort of prom connection with your character. Yeah. So you wore in your Debs dress.
I did. Yeah, because my Debs had been cancelled because of the pandemic and I still had the dress. I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to show them what I would look like in the character, because you've got to do everything you can when you're going for these roles. So I showed up I walked through Dublin City Centre with a Debs dress on with tracksuit bottoms underneath it to keep me warm.
What time of the day was it?
It was like 2 o'clock.
Right, walk of shame. That's what they were saying. Walk of shame.
And I even had like a little tiara on my head. That was my mom's wedding tiara. And I went into the audition and I was like, hello, in my Debs dress. But I think they appreciated it.
Well, you got the part.
Yeah.
You got the part. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens next? Because it is, as you say, it's a precarious profession, isn't it?
It is. You never know where your next job is coming from. But I think going to college keeps me sane, because if I was waiting around every day like to hear, oh, did I get this audition or did I get that? I think that would be really difficult. So that keeps me grounded. And then when they do come along, I do them in the evenings, the auditions. And I found a happy balance between everything. I was at Dublin International Film Festival on Friday.
Because you're in the short.
Yes, I was in Screen Ireland, another horror short film. Seems to be a niche at this point. Yeah, and I got to see like all the work coming out of this country. It was the National Talent Academy short films, and there was about 8 films, and gosh, like there's so much talent in this country, and there's so much being made, which is so reassuring to know like there are jobs out there and it's increasing and there's more opportunity.
And there are big sound stages been built all over the place, aren't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, like there's another one in Wicklow, I think, as well.
I think in Greystones, I don't know if it's been built, and there's one in Limerick. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's an exciting time to be an actor in Ireland.
It is.
Yeah. So would you leave? Yeah, I suppose you'll have to eventually, will you?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to work in more international productions, but my next seed that I'm planting in my mind is that I'd love to work on an Irish language production. I went to the Gaelic school when I was younger, and Irish has been a big part of my life. And then seeing on Colin Kuhn and Kneecap do so well, I just love to work in the Irish language, and we have so much to offer in our small country.
See, you're manifesting again there.
Yeah, I'm manifesting.
How did it happen? Well, I heard Saoirse on the Ray D'Arcy show, and then we just called her up, and then Oscar speech. Oscar, there you go. There you have it, right? Great to meet you, Saoirse. So Drop will be in the cinemas in April.
April 11th.
Can't wait to see it, although I'm not a big fan of horror movies. Lovely to meet you. Thanks,
Saoirse. Thank you so much.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.